At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Redeemed Zoomer versus Andrew Isker and asking the question, is the Boniface option retreatist? So that's the question on our minds today and that we're going to hopefully get into. But first, I will let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system that gives you more access to bonus content behind the scenes. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because I might have set off this story because Redeemed Zoomer had some choice words to say about Christian nationalism, and I responded to him and brought up Boniface option by Andrew Isker. It was, we gave it book of the year for 2023, and because it's that good, I think it's a very good book, very helpful, and very encouraging, and I found it to be very similar to the book that I have coming out, Winning Not Winsome, later this year. It's kind of a cross halfway between Andrew Isker's Boniface option and Megan Basham's Evangelicals for Hire book that she has coming out later as well. But anyway, this is the tweet that kind of set it off. Redeemed Zoomer said, if Christian nationalists really mean it, they'll insert themselves into mainstream established cities, universities, and churches. If not, it's just one big LARP. And I think that's just, you know, bad strategy all around. If you look at so many, you know, revolutions and wars and stuff, they were won by surrounding the cities, cutting off the cities from the farmlands. It was, you know, you look at the Chinese nationalists and how they lost to the Chinese communist, it's because they consolidated their defense to the cities. Now, I guess there's some instances where consolidating your defense to winnable regions works, like the Syrian Arab army defeated ISIS and other Syrian rebel groups by consolidating to the coastline and then retaking. But there's different ways to win different wars. And I don't think Redeemed Zoomer's strategy of going into cities where the decks are stacked against you is the best terrain to fight a spiritual warfare. That's just my opinion. But let's get into where I bring in the Boniface option, because I said he needs to do the reading. In this case, the Boniface option. Usually, you know, that's like Stephen Wolfe saying, please do the reading. And I'm kind of, you know, channeling that energy. And then he says, is the Boniface option any different than simply retreatism? And I say, yes. And then he asks how. So he actually does respond to me. This is on April 30th. And I tell him that the back half of the book is focused on how Christians can take back the broader culture. So the first half of the book sets up a bunch of problems that Christians are facing. The back half sets up solutions to those problems in the order that the problems are introduced. So I actually really like the format of the book as well. Andrew Isker is a pretty good writer. And again, he's kind of the person that you wouldn't think is super smart, but actually is a pretty insightful thinker, in my opinion. And this is a few days later. Apparently he's read the book and he says, all right, guess what? I bought the Boniface option book. I read it. My accusations were confirmed. It advocates a temporary tactical retreat. It says the way forward must be building parallel institutions and from those positions of strength, recapturing institutions we lost. So that to Redeemed Zoomer is, you know, retreatism. Now, I want to pause right here because Redeemed Zoomer, I do not dislike him. I think he's a reasonable person. I just think he's starting from a very unreasonable position because, you know, he started off as a hardcore Reddit tier leftist, as I understand his testimony. So he's a long way to go in becoming, you know, based and all. So I want to encourage him along that pathway. And I have seen some progress in that journey. So I want to encourage that, first of all. Secondly, along those lines, I think he was actually right about the United Methodist Church and that the so-called conservatives in the UMC, and I use the term conservative ultra loosely, because if you support women pastors, I don't really think you're theologically conservative. I think that's the line of, you know, if you support that, you're already a liberal. So all that considered, it was a bad idea to accept the terms of divorce for the United Methodist Church. You had the majority by ever slight margins. You should have kicked out the other, you know, more apostate churches. But instead, they take the deal to leave. But the UMC is saying you can't actually leave in many instances, making the divorce a hostage situation. And now they close the door on churches being able to leave with favorable conditions. You know, there's like at least 24 lawsuits related to exiting the UMC. And it's going to be a tough battle because of religious abstention. And judges don't want to weigh in on that as much. So Radim Zimmer is actually right about United Methodist, but I don't think he's right about every other denomination. So, you know, Boniface option, Andrew Isker responds, "I'm sorry I didn't advise men to join the PCA and to have their kids discipled by fat lesbians. If anything, if anything short of that is retreatist, then guilty, I guess. I want to gather men to go on the offensive. Men who are willing to devote their lives to the fight. Men who will be the vanguard of what comes next." And Radim Zimmer responds by saying, "Okay, you didn't really specify how the conflict actually worked. You told men to have families and improve themselves. Good. But the only strategy for taking back the culture you gave was founding parallel institutions, which is retreatism," which I don't dislike that term being applied to building up parallel institutions, because there is a way, there is a history where that can be retreatist. Andrew Isker responds by saying, "Just having a network of capable, aligned men is the obstacle that first must be overcome. From there, you can assess what can and cannot be taken. The main lines are designed to prevent conservative reconquista. You would have to lie for decades about what you actually believe." And he's right about that. And I talked about that issue in the last video I did on Radim Zimmer and how his reconquista is in danger. Now, go watch that video for that take. Isker continues, "They must be left to die, and they are. Look at the UMC today. There is no coming back from a vote like that. The real reconquista that has reasonable odds of success is in the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention. That is an institution that can be made staunchly conservative and has the numbers to do it. And the men doing it have the exact fighting spirit I describe." Now, again, he is not referring to the Conservative Baptist Network there. He's referring to people like William Wolfe and Jared Moore and Dusty Devers. I do want to give some credit there as well. So, the conversation continues. He says, "Yes, the SBC and LCMS, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, are examples of successful reconquista." And I got to disagree with the LCMS. It's a pretty liberal denomination in absolute denial of their wokeness and liberalism. So, I don't really think it's, you know, a successful example. And wouldn't that have also been retreatist, given that they split off from another Lutheran denomination? But I digress. We need to keep using that winning strategy instead of losing retreatist strategy. So that's the end of this conversation for now, but they continue it up a few days ago where, you know, Andrew Isker says, "This is my general approach to disagreements online. Can this person, though disagreeing with me, articulate my own positions in a way I would recognize it? If yes, he's operating in good faith, probably worth engaging with seriously. If no, either this is where the fun begins or block." Now, keep in mind, I don't block anybody, by the way. I don't censor YouTube comments. YouTube might, but I do not. Some people will complain in the comments section that I censor their comments. as though I'm up at 4 in the morning. I mean, sometimes I'm up at 4 in the morning, but I'm not censoring YouTube comments at 4 in the morning. Believe that. The Boniface, and here it is. So he concludes that by saying, basically discerning FE, friend-enemy distinction on the fly. And this is where it gets kind of interesting because, you know, Redeem Zoomer replies to this and in good faith. This is why I like the kid. The Boniface option builds upon the Benedict option with a few differences. One, engage the culture directly and protect Christian communities from intrusion by the satanic left. Two, be bold and active in smashing the idols of the culture. Three, seek to retake culture in the end. And Andrew responds, and we got a good dialogue here. I think that's a fair assessment, much better than retreatist. I'd love to take the PCUSA if such a thing were possible. The universities, the seminaries, the beautiful buildings our fathers built, all of it, if it was possible. Machen would have done it if he had far more advantages at his disposal than we do now. And he says, and Redeem Zoomer responds, thanks, your book brings up a lot of important things conservatives are scared to talk about, like debt, food, and whoredom. I couldn't agree more with your call to ridicule trash world's idols rather than be calm and nuanced about them. So, good dialogue there that we saw, and you love to see that. Now, do I think Boniface option is retreatist? And the answer is no. I think the Boniface option, you know, it's not specific to what institution necessarily needs to be taken back. It is broadly applicable to a general audience. That audience is going to skew male, you know, but nonetheless, it's about getting your life in order so you can then see what you can retake and retake it. So that's largely what the Boniface option is about. I'd encourage you to get the book. I think it's a great book. Those are my thoughts on that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web, Stay Based, Crisis King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.